Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Monday Morning Mix on Radio Islam International. My name is Habib Bobat, and inshallah I'll be keeping you company this morning right up till 10 a.m. Coming up shortly, our weekly book review program with Mawlana Ashraf Dokkarat. And this morning we are reviewing a new book, Introduction and Brief Commentary of the 114 chapters or surahs of the Quran. And this is compiled by Musa Ibrahim of Lodium. So that's the weekly book review this morning. And thereafter we've got the basic fiqh program with Mufti Zubair Bayat. And the SMS line also to keep in mind, 48855, that's 48855. Alternatively, you could WhatsApp us on the studio number 0727861548. Those are the numbers to keep in mind. And inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also at the same time give us the tawfiq and the ability to learn from whatever we are going to hear today, inshallah. Let's see now, 12 after 9, let's see if we have Mawlana Ashraf on the program. Mawlana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mawlana.
How are you keeping, Mawlana?
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, very well, Mawlana.
As I mentioned in the introduction, Mawlana, that an introduction and brief commentary of the 114 chapters of the Quran, Mawlana.
Yes, Mawlana, this book was actually launched just yesterday in Lodium.
Interesting.
And although I was unable to attend the launch, because Lodium also saw, Mawlana, alhamdulillah, three young men graduate as ulama yesterday.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Hafiz Muhammad and Hafiz Ridwan Hashim, the two sons of Mawlana Riyaz Hashim, and also Hafiz Talha Dokkarat, the brother of Mawlana Abdul Rahman and Mawlana Abdullah Dokkarat, and the nephew of Mawlana Hassan Dokkarat Sahab, are now, by Allah's will, ulama and the latest graduates of ulama from Pretoria, alhamdulillah. In any case, this book was also launched yesterday then at an event organized by Haji Musa Ibrahim, the author of this book, fondly known as Ghulam Bhai. And Ghulam Bhai has compiled the book, and he doesn't consider himself the author of the book, but the compiler of the book, and he explains how he came to write this book. He says that as a retired teacher, and he's 80 years old, he's an octogenarian, alhamdulillah, but he continues to study the Quran Kareem. He says, I always had a desire to understand the verses of the Quran that we recite daily in our salah and our everyday reading. However, when I began the journey through the Quran, I found I had to read many other translators and commentators' work and consult with many ulama and scholars to get a reasonably sound understanding of some of the more intricate verses of the Holy Quran. It then dawned on me to reduce this 8 years journey to writing for the benefit of others who may not have the time and accessibility that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed me with. Hence this publication. So alhamdulillah, over the last 8 and even maybe more years, he's been diligently working at trying to reduce to writing what his studies over the last few years have actually brought to light. And over these years, alhamdulillah, he's shown the work to a number of us, and you know, people have been involved in the project. He says that this introduction and brief summary of the Holy Quran is the result of these many years of enjoyable hours. He calls them enjoyable hours, sailing through the vast oceans of the Holy Quran. And admittedly, he says, it's only a brief summary as the Quran is too vast. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us this, that the Quran is really too vast for us to summarize. So it is not a verse-by-verse translation of the Quran, but a summary of the chapters, the surahs and the verses. He believes that our lives will remain meaningless and ruined unless guided by the majesty, mercy, beauty and wisdom of the Quran. The Quran being the external guidance given by the everlasting, ever-living God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says that it is relevant today as it was 14 centuries ago. And that is why, as a subtitle at the bottom of the cover of the book, he calls the Quran the ever-living miracle. And there is no doubt that the Quran Kareem is this ever-living miracle that we have. To center our lives on the Quran is most urgent and compelling. Without it, we would never give meaning to our existence or find dignity in this world. We will never please our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and mankind will continue to slide towards the abyss of total extinction. The Quran Kareem is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatest blessing for you, and it is the only weapon to help your frail existence as you struggle against the forces of evil and temptation in this world. And then he explains how he has arranged the book, and he says that the Quran has been divided into, we know, Sati Juz in Arabic. It's called a Juz, sometimes it's called what we know as a Sipara or a Para in the Urdu or Persian languages. And basically these are of equal size for convenience of reciting during Taraweeh and in the month of Ramadan. The entire Quran, we know, also is arranged in surahs, in other words, 114 surahs or chapters of various lengths. And each surah consists of a number of ayat. So these are clearly indicated in the text of this summary. The ayat are indicated, as well as the various sections that the individual paras are divided into. He says, I've collected all the treasures, and he calls them the rubies, the pearls, the corals, and the diamonds found in the tafsir of the great alims, the great ulama, the authors, and presented it in my project for those who will benefit from it. Any complex sentence or archaic vocabulary was restructured for the reader's comfort. So it is very true that the book reads easily. Sometimes it reads almost very conversationally, and anybody can access it. The language has been simplified from some of the academic sources that the author has consulted. Every chapter or surah is preceded by an introduction. And in this introduction, the period of its revelation is identified, some of its background is identified, the significant purpose of that particular surah, and the gist of its themes. Also, any political or historical event that is mentioned in the surah is highlighted and exposed. And this, to the end that the reader may focus on these specific points during the course of its study. The aims and objectives of this book in the author's words are, he says that it's to increase our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, firstly. And secondly, to increase in our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thirdly, to increase in our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's divine book, the Quran al-Kareem, and so that we read it constantly. Today, there is a rapidly growing realization and a desire to understand the Quran al-Kareem. We know this, and to live by it. And the author hopes that if his humble effort succeeds in kindling in some hearts the desire to set out on the life journey of the Quran al-Kareem, then he believes that his labors that is put into this book will be ably rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he asks that those who benefit from this book should not forget him also in their du'as. It is the duty, we know, Mulana, of every Muslim, male or female, to read this magnificent Quran al-Kareem and to understand, memorize, and implement its teaching. Reading the Quran in its original Arabic text, one is exposed really to the astounding beauty, the grandeur, and one can appreciate this inimitable symphony of the Quran al-Kareem, the very sound that moves men to tears and ecstasy. This is in the words of the famous Quranic translator, Muhammad Mamadouk Pictol. He speaks about this inimitable symphony of the Quran al-Kareem, and we're going to, in a few days' time, experience this beauty, all of us, when we stand during the first Taraweeh, inshallah. But also the majestic Quran is that masterpiece of the Arabic language which challenged the world, challenged mankind to produce even one chapter that is like it. And it was also the Quran al-Kareem that united the warring tribes and solved all their social, economic, and political problems of the time. So the Quran shall remain for us right till the end of time the eternal foundation, fountain of knowledge, a guidance for humanity, and a living proof of the power and glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Despite all the efforts that have been put into this book in terms of checking and the care of editing, I think we are still human beings, and the author says that he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive any shortcomings in this publication, and the reader is welcome, and ulama also are welcome to point out any errors so that the future prints can be improved, inshallah. This introduction of the author is followed by a short introduction, other short introductions by Sheikh Rafiq Hassan, who also was involved in this book. There is something that I had an opportunity to write, alhamdulillah, for this book, And then Maulana Naseem Mita also penned a few words on this book, the 114 surahs of the Magnificent Quran. Maulana Abbas Ali Jinnah has also said something about this book. And then also Sheikh Ibrahim Isop, who is, you know, from PE, he has also, alhamdulillah, written something about this book. The book follows, and really it is very easy to read. The print is clear. The print is in a big font, and I'm sure our older readers will enjoy this very much. The font is very clear and bold and big, and therefore perhaps the book is a bit bulky, but it's 624 pages, but on an A5 format. But it's worth the bulk, because now we can read the text very, very clearly, Maulana. Each surah, like we said, is marked clearly. The chapter is mentioned, the page number is mentioned on which you can find this particular surah. The juz is also indicated so that we can follow clearly for our tarawih purposes, and the number of verses are indicated for every section. While the summary in each section does not necessarily cover every or comment on every verse, but some of the kernel verses of each section are certainly identified in the book. So this book, Maulana, is worthwhile getting. I think our readers should try to source this book out. This introduction and brief summary really has a threefold purpose then. It makes it easy for one to get a feel and a glimpse into the vast ocean of the glorious Quran. Often we want to pass on the Quran to our friends who maybe don't have access to the Quran or haven't had an exposure to the Quran al-Kareem, and providing them with a translation of the Quran al-Kareem sometimes is a bit daunting reading for them. But if you have a summary or a brief summary of the Quran al-Kareem, it serves that purpose. So it makes it easy for you to get a feel and a glimpse into this vast ocean that is the Quran al-Kareem. It is also designed in some way to encourage a regular minimum weekly reading or a daily study of the Quran al-Kareem for everyone. If you can identify a section that you're going through, you can read the summary from this, and you can look at that very, very easily. It also serves then as a stepping stone to encourage the reader to pursue with a more in-depth verse-by-verse study of the glorious Quran. So these are the aims, inshallah, of this publication, and I think it is a really worthwhile publication to get hold of, Maulana. It is available, and our readers should look out for it.
Wonderful, Maulana. I really like the concept, and you have to commend the compiler, because many people do reading, but many do not follow up after they read in. It's to their own self. The benefit is limited to themselves. But the other person went one step ahead, and he went one step further also, and he compiled whatever he was reading and put it into a synopsis for others to benefit. And that's the thing. Why must now somebody else toil when somebody else has already done it for them? So very good concept, Maulana.
Truly, Maulana. I think we should all make our study notes available at some stage, Maulana, you know, to people. And Ghulam Bhai must be commended on that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him abundantly for his efforts, Maulana.
Maulana, Indonesia, not too far from Lodium, inshallah, you can send us one copy.
No, I'm sure, Maulana, we can get it. And the good thing is that these books are for free distribution.
Wow.
Ghulam Bhai publishes through, it is self-published. Ghulam Bhai publishes through a business house called Muhammad's Hardware. And we know that apart from this, the Islam Is, a book called Islam Is, An Introduction to Islam, has been published from here in English, in Afrikaans. There is another book, Islam Us, Afrikaans, Leerstellings and Leerfaser, that is also available from there. Islam Is in Zulu, Chichewa, Sotho. The book is also available in Portuguese, Swahili and Venda. Then the Holy Quran is distributed by Ghulam Bhai free of charge in English, Arabic, Afrikaans, Zulu, Khoza, Sotho, Chichewa. And he has a number of other publications that he distributes free of charge. Islamic Charts, the Amma Para is always available from them, a translation of Surah Kaf and a commentary of Surah Kaf. and another book called Basic Essentials of Islam. So these are available, Molana, and if our readers want to contact the distributor, they can do so. The phone number is 012-374-6102. So that's 012-374-6102 from Pretoria, Molana, you know. That's where all good things come from, Jim.
And it gets filtered through Lanesia.
Inshallah, no, you're most welcome, Molana, you're most welcome. And I think I see there's an email address as well. It's Muhammad's Hardware, M-U-H-A-M-M-A-D-S, and Hardware, at gmail.com. I'm sure if you write them, they will be able to, inshallah, send you a copy, Molana.
Jazakallah khair, Molana. Wonderful stuff, and we hope to catch up with you next week, inshallah.
You are most welcome, Molana. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It brings us now to 9:27. You are listening to the Monday Morning Mix. Stay tuned to Radio Islam International.